White House, Cuban freedom could mean freedom from rising COVID cases. By Wendell Hasebo on July 12, 2021. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that Cuban protesters yelling freedom during anti-communist protests were actually demanding freedom from rising COVID cases. Cuba experienced dozens of protests in cities across the island Sunday, attracting thousands of people, the largest outpouring of opposition to the Communist Party in recent memory. Protesters waved American flags, chanted freedom, and hurled profanities at the Castro dictatorship. American establishment news outlets have nonetheless reported that the protests were somehow not political in nature but an expression of concern for the situation regarding the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. When a Fox News reporter asked Psaki if the Cuban protests Sunday were out of concern about rising COVID cases, she responded by saying the White House is still assessing what is motivating, of course, and driving all the individuals who came to the streets. There are a range of reasons and voices we are hearing from people on the ground that are protesting, she continued. The Fox News reporter asked for clarification. So when these protesters are yelling freedom and enough, there are people within the administration who think they are saying freedom from rising COVID cases. There is a global, sick, pandemic right now. Most people in that country don't have access to vaccines. That's certainly something we'd love to help with, she said. I would say that when people are out there on the street protesting and complaining about the lack of access to economic prosperity, to the medical supplies they need to a life they deserve to live, that can take on a range of meaning. Breitbart News reported Monday the peaceful protesters chanted slogans against the communist regime to demand the end of communism in Cuba and shouted freedom, a fact omitted by American mainstream outlets falsely asserting the protests were a response to the nation's handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic or economic woes. Videos from the protest show state officials attacking protesters, as other bystanders in Havana heard sounds of gunfire due to Miguel Díaz-Canel, the current face of the Castro regime, calling for street combat anyone demanding an end to the regime. Psaki's comments come as President Joe Biden released a statement Monday claiming to stand with the Cuban people and against their repressive communist Cuban regime but failed to mention widespread reports of public gang beatings and live fire against unarmed protesters on the part of state security. The Biden statement also did not repudiate the Communist Party or its Marxist ideology.